Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now we know we have an adversary who's against us. He's not saying nobody's against us. Remember 1 Peter talks about the devil. We have an adversary. He goes about to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So there's some he may not. And we know we have an enemy arrayed against us, but I tell you, like the Lord told me, the Spirit of God, my granddad was shot and killed when he was 21. And his dad was shot and killed when he was 21. And I was the next boy on that side of the family. That's my mom's side of the family. And they used to tell me, they'd show me a picture. I never knew him. He was gone before I came along. And they'd show me a picture of him in a casket and say, "You look just like him." And the enemy started trying to put that in my mind as a boy. Isn't that strange? Both of them shot and killed when they're 21. Same, exactly the same way of death and similar circumstances. I won't go into all of that, but similar circumstances. And that kept coming to my mind. And so even when I began to pursue to go into ministry, that's about the time we were going into the ministry. And these thoughts had just come to my mind. You're not going to live much longer. You know, I didn't realize it was always the enemy, but anything that's coming to convince you that you're going to be stolen from or destroyed or killed is him. And I didn't know to cast it down. I didn't know to resist it. I just thought, isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? And then the thought would come, well, what's going to happen to you? Remember they say you look just like him. It's going to happen to you too. There's just that thought would come. And in those days, it's just out of the blue, it would seem. These thoughts would come. I'm going to kill you. You're not going to be in the ministry long. You're not going to serve the Lord long. You better do whatever you can do. You better live life to the fullest. You're not going to be around much long. How many of 21 is not very old? Right. And I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You're going to die. You're going to die young. You're going to die young. Those thoughts would just come when I wasn't thinking about anything. Or it just come seemingly out of the blue. That's how the enemy does. He's not inside you. He's out here. And he brings thoughts to you from out here. That's not coming from inside you. But it's real. And the Spirit of God. By this time I was beginning to learn a few things about the Word and about faith and about the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God spoke up in me one day and said, "Why don't you ask him why he hasn't already done it?" Why hasn't he? I'm going to kill you. Well, what you waiting on? And I got it. Man, it went off in me. Because why? Why hadn't he already done it? Why hasn't he? Do you think? I said, yeah. You like me a little bit? And you just thought you'd wait a little while? Give me a little more. No, he would have killed all of us long ago if he could have gotten to us and made it happen. Now, he's tried and he hadn't given up. But God is on my side. He is for me. And by his mercy and by his power, by his angels, he has kept me and you to this present hour. And how many believe he can keep us all away? We can run our race. We can finish our course with long life. He'll satisfy me and show me his salvation. The Spirit of God just brought that to me so strong. Why don't you ask him why he hasn't already done it? Right. Yeah. And I got sassy. I reared back. I said, "Why haven't you already done it?" Yeah, bad boy. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Why haven't you? You had plenty of opportunities. Because I was a wild and crazy kid. Oh, man, he had plenty of opportunities. I did crazy stuff. I dove off of rocks into places you should never go. I swung from the trees. I thought I was Tarzan when I was a boy. I rode motorcycles. I did crazy things. Plenty. How about you? Did you give him plenty of chances to take you out? I'm seeing nods all over the place. Plenty of opportunities. Oh, but thank God for his mercy. He knew I would get it together one day and get some sense and start serving him. And based on that and others' prayers for me, I had a praying grandma, praying mama. Oh, somebody say, thank God, thank God, thank God. And here I am. And here you are. And if the Lord can get us this far, he can get us the rest of the way. Why? He's for me. Somebody say, he's for me. He's for me. He's on my side. And that's what it said. If he's for me, it doesn't make any difference if the devil's against me. If I'll stay with God, close with him, the enemy can't do what he wants to do. We can keep him waiting. Keep him waiting till we just get out of here. And he goes, man, I missed my opportunity on them. Have to focus on somebody else. Go with me, please, to the book of Joshua. Joshua 1. You got any verses marked in here? Joshua 1 and verse 5. Joshua had served with Moses for years. He had seen some things. A lot of times he was the only person who could be around when Moses met with the Lord. And he saw the glory many times. And Moses now is off the scene. And you talk about some big shoes to fill. You're going to lead like Moses did? Just miracle after miracle after miracle. And the Lord is encouraging him. He said, there shall not be any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I'll not fail you, nor forsake you. Oh, did you hear that phrase? Would that do something for your insides if you'd believe it and receive it? Because he knew he was with Moses. He saw it front and center. And what's the Lord telling him now? Just like I was with him, I'm going to be with you. The Lord will never give you a job that he doesn't give you the ability to do, or the resources to do, or the anointing to do, or the wisdom to do, or the revelation or the help to do. No. He's not looking for somebody that's got all the ability. He's looking for somebody that's got the heart, that's willing, and will do it. He can add to you all the ability you need. It may start small, but it can increase greatly. He said, I'll be with you. I won't fail you. I won't forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people you'll divide an inheritance, the land which I swore their fathers to give them. Now that's quite a statement. Because they fussed and they cussed and they cried and they accused and ain't been able to do it for 40 years. Is that right? And the Lord tells him, you're going to do it. Moses was not able to get them in. How about that? And the Lord's telling him, you're going to do it. You're going to get them in. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, here's something important. When the Lord tells you something, don't assume it's going to come to pass no matter what for you. When he tells you something's going to happen, then it's going to happen. But he can use somebody else to make it happen. When it comes to his plan, to the kingdom, to his church. It is necessary for you to be strong. It is necessary for us to be courageous. It is necessary for us to do what he tells us to do and not give up and not quit. You can't just throw up your hands and cry and feel sorry for yourself and quit and have it come to pass in your life. How many know that the scripture says oftentimes, if? If you do this, this is going to happen. If you don't, then that's not going to happen. Something else is going to happen. Be strong. Be courageous. Observe to do as Moses commanded you. Don't turn from it from the right hand or to the left, that whatever that you may prosper wherever you go. Now this is what we're getting to. He told him, I'm going to be with you. And then he said that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Do we have a part in the plan of God coming to pass in our life? We do. Don't give up. Don't be a baby. Don't whine and cry. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't act pitiful. Be strong. Somebody say, be strong. Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Say, be strong. Be strong. Be courageous. Is that right? Be strong. Be courageous. He said, do what I told you to do. And keep this word in your mouth and meditate in it day and night. Why? Because that's the only way you're going to be safe from not being influenced and being conformed to this world. I know years ago when I first started in the ministry at Brother Hagin's place, I was ministering with this woman who had just, they brought her out of the mental institution. And she had been in a bad, bad way. And the Lord quickened to me to share this word with her. The book of the law, today we got the whole word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll what? Meditate in it. You'll think about it. You'll ponder on it. Mull it over in you. How often?
Day and night.
Day and night. Well, when it's not day, what is it?
Night.
And then when it's not night, what is it?
Day.
So it's either day or night. And if you're doing something day and night, what's that?
All the time.
There's not a time when you're not doing it. And I began to talk to her about that. She just interrupted me. She said, you can't do that. You can't think about the Bible night and day. And I didn't know what to tell her. I'm green in ministry. And I'm checking my heart. And I thought, because I know the Lord dealt with me to share that with her. But now I'm kind of at an impasse. And I'm checking my heart. I said, well, you know, the Lord wouldn't tell us to do something we couldn't do. I knew that was true, and then I got it. It came right up out of my spirit. How many of you got somebody inside you that knows all the answers? And it just come right up in me. I said, sister, it's not a matter of whether you can think on something night and day or not. You're already thinking on something night and day. He's saying, don't think on, and I said, obviously, you've been thinking on the wrong things. So that's how she got in the mess she's in.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
God who gives me